Well, it's about 1:20 in the morning, a little bit below 40 degrees, and we're all finally going to sleep, even though the fire isn't quite out yet. The second final night of our 15th annual gathering is coming to a close, and it's been a good day. Today we did a little bit different stuff than we usually do. Usually we do a longer and a shorter hike, but today several of us decided to go over to the North Country Trail in a section that's maintained by the Spirit of the Woods and help them out with some rebuilding of boardwalk and trail that had gotten seriously destroyed by blowdowns and things like that. Other people decided to do some hiking. And even those of us, including myself, that went and did the trail work, we had time enough to go in the afternoon and do some hiking on the North Country Trail on a fairly chilly fall afternoon. No sunlight, totally overcast. In the morning, it was a little bit sunny, but that didn't last very long. Come the evening, it's all about eating and maybe a little bit of drinking and enjoying good conversations, both inside the North Country Trails Association schoolhouse that's maintained by the Western Michigan chapter. Some of us would hang out by the fire. Some of us hung around inside. Most people bounced back and forth. The gathering is just a convivial place for people that enjoy the outdoors to get together. We do it once a year. Always the weekend before firearms deer season kicks off. And this year, like preceding years, has been very good. We had about 22 people here, including several children. Oh, admittedly, most of the children were from one family and friends of that family, but still children. And tomorrow, we'll see what we do. Might have to do a bit more hiking. Now, of course, we have to clean up the schoolhouse after we're all done. Gatherings like this of like-minded people are always enjoyable. Like-minded used here a bit loosely. We all enjoy being outdoors. It doesn't necessarily mean our politics are all the same or our religious beliefs are all the same. But we find the company of everybody good for the most part. And even when sometimes that company, you know, maybe you find a person that you don't necessarily like, even though their company might not be ideal, well, you still get good stories, if nothing else. So I think that this 15th annual Great Lakes Hike gathering is going to go down as a successful one. I'll have a little more to say about it and the trail work that we did in a upcoming audio post. Probably not too many pictures, though, because I didn't really take any, and it really wasn't actually all that photogenic of a day. And my phone, of course, also died partway through, so I'm going to shut down now. If you're listening really carefully, maybe you can hear the snores of a few people off in the distance. Some people went to sleep a lot earlier than others. I probably should have done that myself. But that's the way it goes. I guess I'll probably drift off to sleep on the drive back home tomorrow. Well, later today evening, failing my duty as a passenger. But that's the way that goes.